Good morning. Thank you for calling MX Health. My name is Ashley. How may I help you today?
Hi, Ashley. This is Marlene Arevalo. I think I talked to you the other day. I still haven't received my shipment.
All right. I'm more than happy to take a look at that. Can you please spell your last name for me?
Sure. It's A as in Apple, R E V as in Victor, A L O. I have your order confirmation right in front of me here. I texted UPS. They told me they send it to the post office. I sent an email to the post office already twice. Nobody's responding to me.
Okay. Can you confirm the shipping address for your product, please?
Yeah, 6403 Falcon Heights in San Antonio, Texas, 78233.
All right. Thank you for that. Let's see.
Do you guys ever have problems like that? I never had a problem. I'm getting all my other mail. I'm getting my packages from Amazon. I don't know what the problem is.
Okay. Well, I'm getting your order pulled up, ma'am. And once we ship the product out, it's up to the carrier company to successfully deliver the product. We ship within our time frame given. But the only thing I can think of, let's get this pulled up.
Well, you know, I already paid for it. I already paid for it. And, you know, if I don't receive the package from your company, then, you know, it's your responsibility for me to get it. Because I have done whatever.
I'm happy to assist with that. I do show notations where you've already called in. And they did advise you, if it's not there by the 14th, to give us a call and we can reship. I understand. Now, I pulled up our cryo-free CBD pain relief, the rapid relief drops, the pain relief roll-on, and the max sleep travel size. Is that the order you're inquiring about?
Okay, say it again. I ordered two.
The Omax sleep, the trial size, which looks to be a gift. The cryo-free CBD pain relief roll-on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The cryo-free CBD rapid relief drop.
Yeah.
Give me one moment and I'll pull up the tracking.
Okay. I called the post office. You cannot get through there because due to the COVID. That's what they're telling me.
Well, that's most likely the delay with the package as well. If they're not there at the post office, most likely they've cut back their hours for delivering products.
My girlfriend gets hers right away. So why do I have to wait? I mean, if it's here on the 8th in San Antonio and UPS send it to the post office, then I have to wait. I don't get it. They have it over there. Today's the 14th. That's 8 days already.
It's at your local post office. That's exactly where it is. And it's been there since
the 8th.
Oh, I guess 8th. Let me pull up this tracking. Is that the same one? Nope. Alrighty, well, give me a moment, ma'am. And what I'll do is I'll process a reship for that product. Yep.
You know, I was really excited about the product because my girlfriend, she told me about it because she told me it's wonderful. And she said, you should buy it because I have sciatica. And she has back problems about the roll-on. She said it does wonders. So I was really, really excited, you know, to finally find something.
It is a really great product. A friend of mine had a really horrible motorcycle accident a long time ago, actually. But his leg never healed right from the surgery, and he had to walk with a cane, and he was always in pain. And I directed him to this product, and he near about swears by it.
That's what my girlfriend said. She's been in the emergency room many, many times. She said it wears off after hours, but it put such a relief on there. She said it's unbelievable. You need to try it. And I said, you know what? Send me the information. I ordered. And I have another friend. I already told her about it, because she got back pain too. And so now I ordered it, and the stupid post office, they don't deliver. But, you know, I'm not finished with them. I'm not finished with them, because this is ridiculous.
Yes, it is. And I do apologize.
Probably
throw
it. It's not your fault, but you know what? And it's not my fault either. But somebody just probably threw it in the corner somewhere and forgot about it.
It is possible, especially with all the cutbacks the Postal Service has had and, you know, all that. I do apologize. But to let you know, I did submit for a reship. I will have to advise. Unfortunately, we are closed the majority of the weekend. It's quite early today. It is possible that the warehouse can see the reship and get it sent out today. If not by tomorrow, then it would be going out first thing Monday morning.
Okay.
Now from there, where are you? You're in Texas. We do ship from Lewiston, Maine as well. So the normal time frame we give for the shipping is normally about 7 to 10 business days from the time we
ship
out.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind. Once we send it out, you'll be getting, you know, another tracking number by email. And please, if you have any questions or concerns about this reshipment, don't hesitate to reach out to us. You're right. You're completely right.
Am I going to be charged again for the reshipment?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, ma'am. You already paid, you know, for the product you ordered, and we're more than happy to get that sent out to you. To get you the product to try.
Can you send an email to the post office and tell them that they didn't deliver your product?
I really do apologize, ma'am. We don't contact the shipping company. The best thing I could do, I mean, are they closed?
No, I get my mail every day, and I get my packages every day. And UPS already knows me. The driver told me we send it to the post office because UPS knows me.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they did with it. I mean, are you any type of able to go to your local
post office?
Yeah.
You know what? I probably can go next week sometime. It's not that close to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how mine is, you know.
Yeah.
It's a little across town.
It's not that close to me. Otherwise, I would already went there. But, you know, I'm going to call the main post office again, but they tell me to call an 800 number, and then I put in that, you know, my mail is missing. A package is missing with the tracking number. They didn't respond.
And they never
contacted me. I did that a couple of days ago.
I know, and that's how automated things are, you know, nowadays, and it's really...
Yeah, but that's not right. That's not right to your company and not right to me. We all taxpayers, so you know what? Do your job. I don't care if you guys don't have any people. Talk to your president. He's the one who does all that.
Yes, ma'am, you are right. But at this time, ma'am, again, you know, it's about within that process and time and shipping time. Do you have any other questions or concerns I could help with?
No, no, I don't. And I, you know what, if I get it, I will definitely call you, okay? Because I'm not like that. I definitely will call you if I get it. The other part, the one you guys already sent out.
Well, look, if you happen to receive like the product today or tomorrow from your original
mm-hmm.
order,
yeah.
you can, you know, definitely at that point let us know. We may be able
uh-huh.
to stop the reship. But honestly,
mm-hmm.
If you get it any later than that,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to notify us
mm-hmm.
because we wouldn't be able to stop the reship. And due
yeah.
to, you know, the COVID crisis and everything, we're
mm-hmm.
not accepting any returns at all. So at that,
okay.
it would all be yours to keep.
Okay. I checked this morning. I checked my order.
Mm-hmm.
And I checked the tracking. Same thing. Same thing the way it's been on his way.
Yeah, the last time it was updated, our show looks to be back
mm-hmm.
on the 8th. And
yeah,
that was quite a long time ago.
I talked to you, remember? Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, you spoke with another lady here. I know.
Oh,
her.
I did? Okay, because
yeah.
she told me to call Friday. If I don't have the shipment by Friday,
she did.
She told me call us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I called my girlfriend, I said, listen, how long did it take for you to get that stuff? She said, oh, a couple of days, and I had it right away. I
mm-hmm.
said, I've been already waiting because you guys sent it out on the 5th.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we sent it near about right after you placed it. We're about 2 days later.
Yeah.
All righty. Is there anything
what
else
is,
today?
What is your name?
My name is Ashley.
Ashley, okay. But I appreciate it, Ashley.
Oh, you're very welcome. I thank you for calling OMAX, ma'am, and you have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.
Bye.